We're now joined by Emerson Fittipaldi, two-time Indianapolis 500 champion, Hall of Famer as well. He's here to talk about the Circuit of America's Fans experience through quintevents.com. First of all, Emerson, that terrible crash at the Japan Grand Prix with Jules Bianchi, I know that FIA has asked you to be a part of the investigation committee. What are you charged with investigating?
Well, you know, it's always very nice to talk to you now on your program, on your broadcast. I am the president of the FIA Drivers Commission, part of the World's Council of FIA, and they asked me to be part of this panel to discuss Bianchi's crash in Japan. I think it's very important for the racing fans to know for the last 40 years, Grand Prix racing and race in general has tremendous improvement in safety. And the last fatal crash was Ayrton Senna 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Bianchi's crash was a circumstance that was an unfortunate circumstance that happened that caused the crash. We are studying, we are working, and I think what the analysis we are going to do will be important for the future of motor race. But we have to think beyond his crash. We have to think what we are missing on the near future. What can we improve? I think it's, but I'm very happy the way motor race safety improved the last 40 years. Big improvements.
Well, I mean, you could think number one, obviously, is they got to keep the recovery vehicle off the track. That'd be one thing. But I like what you said about let's think beyond this. Do you have any ideas, or have you heard colleagues talk about some of the new safety measures, either to the cars or to the track in general?
Well, I think your point is a vital point. I mean, racing so many years in American IndyCar race, we know that if anything is on the racetrack, that's not a racing car. Even a racing car that stops immediately, the safety car should go out, and then you clean the track, and then you clean the escape area, the runoff area. And that's a basic situation that can happen in the future that we have to change in Grand Prix racing. I feel guilty myself because, you know, coming from IndyCar race and watching the Grand Prix now, I saw situations that were high risk, and myself, I should warn FIA, you know, Charlie Wright, who is a great director, that this should not happen. But, you know, unfortunate things in life sometimes have to happen, emergency, a tragic situation, and then everybody wakes up. But now we have to look beyond the situation. We have to how to improve the tracks, how to improve the cockpit, how to improve the driver's equipment, how can be more efficient, the safety team, the rescue team to come to action. But it's a big program. There's a lot of people involved in the program.
I've just got about a minute here. The Circuit of American Fan Experience, or COTAExperiences.com, from Quint Events. Could you just tell us what that is, please?
Well, I think that for the racing fans that watch Grand Prix racing on TV but never experienced to be on a racetrack, you know, the Circuits of America in Austin is a new destination for Grand Prix racing, for Formula One. It's a fantastic experience. You know, the new facilities that never existed in America before, just for Formula One, just for, you know, a world championship class category. And I was invited to be part of the Legends Club with a great, you know, Mark Andretti, a great champion, a legend from racing, with the young generation, Gutierrez from Mexico, Rossi. I mean, it's a great opportunity to have a face-to-face with the racing fans and talk about what's happened this year on the championship forecast for the race in Austin. You know, and when you are there at the racetrack, you smell the racing cars, you hear the noise, all the excitement, the atmosphere, the climate there, the racing fans. There's a lot of is different than watching TV.
Very good. COTAExperiences.com. Emerson Fittipaldi, thank you so much for your time, and we hope to catch up with you when we got more time down the road.